Well, it's good to be back with you again today.
今天能够再回来跟大家在一起很好。
And I pray that the Lord will help us through these studies.
我求主能够帮助我们继续查考这一系列的信息。
We're going to continue our study on the eternity of God.
我们继续查考神的永恒性。
We've looked at the eternity of God's person.
我们看到了神的位格的永恒。
The eternity of his reign, that he will reign forever.
他的统治，他要永远做王统治。
The eternity of his word.
和他的话语的永恒性。
That his promises are unchanging.
他的应许是永不改变。
And therefore, in him we can trust.
因此我们可以信靠他。
And also we've looked at the eternity of his salvation and his care for his people.
我们也看到他的救恩的永恒和他对他百姓的眷顾。
And all these are tied together.
这一切都息息相关。
You see, the eternity of God is more than just a theological doctrine.
你看神的永恒性不仅是一个神学的教义而已。
It has practical application.
有许多实际的应用。
It would not matter if he was all powerful.
如果他仅仅是无所不能的话呢有什么益处呢
If he came to an end.
如果他的能力不是永恒有什么益处呢
It wouldn't matter if all his promises were faithful only until a certain date.
如果他的应许都是信实的但如果到一个时限他就没有效用那有什么益处呢
It wouldn't matter if he promised to care for us up until our death, but not afterward.
如果他应许了要眷顾我们直到我们死为止以后就不眷顾了那有什么益处呢
Because he is eternal,
因为他是永恒的
you and I can have great confidence.
所以你我可以大有把握满有盼望
And therefore, great peace.
因此我们也可以满心平安喜乐
And great joy.
也有喜乐。
If we look to him,
如果我们仰望他
and we look to his promises,
而且仰望他的应许就有指望。
Now, we're going to look at some of the ways in which we should respond as Christians to the doctrine of God's eternity.
我们看看我们身为基督徒我们应该怎么样回应他的永恒的这个教义他的位格。
I want us to go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 36.
我们看看历代至上第六章十三十六节
Bless the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen and praise the Lord.
我们一起来读。耶和华以色列的神，从亘古直到永远是应当称颂的。众民都说阿们，并且赞美耶和华。
Now look, it says, bless the Lord from everlasting even to everlasting.
哦，说啊，从亘古直到永远，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
God is everlasting.
神是永恒的。
Our relationship with him is everlasting.
我们跟他的关系也是永远的。
And our praise given toward him should be everlasting.
我们对他的称颂也应该是直到永远。
You and I should live a life of praise.
你我应该活在一个感恩的生命中
Because he is worthy of praise.
因为他的名是当受称颂的
You know, we're not only supposed to proclaim God's truth to the nations.
你知道我们不仅仅应该把神的真理向列国传扬而已
But we are to worship God before the nations.
我们也在列邦当中要敬拜他的名
We are to praise him.
我们要称颂他
Not merely individually and privately.
不仅是个人私下赞美称颂
But publicly and corporately.
也要公开一起的称颂他的名
Let me ask you a question.
让我请问个问题啊
When was the last time you blessed the Lord?
你最后一次称颂神的名是什么时候
Would you consider your life to be a life of thanksgiving?
你会认为你的一生是感恩的一生吗
If not,
如果不是的话
things need to change.
你需要改变哦。
You know, there are people who are very appreciative of whatever you do for them.
有些人呢不管你做什么他都满了感激。
And there are other people who don't appreciate anything.
还有些人呢不管你做任何事他都没有感恩的心。
And one of the things that is the reason for the difference between these two people.
其中一个原因，这两种人会有这么不同的回应呢？其中一个原因是
is that one recognizes the gift that's been given.
那感恩的人呢，他认识到这是一个恩典，这是个礼物。
And the other one does not.
另一种人呢，就不认识到这是恩典。
There's an old hymn that says, "Count your blessings."
有一首诗歌就是数算你的恩典。
Name them one by one.
你要一一的都要数算出来。
There's a lot of wisdom in that song.
那首诗歌里头啊，有包含着很深的智慧。
You know, most people are very pessimistic.
你知道，大多数人都非常的不乐观，就是悲观。
They only look at what's wrong.
他们只看到什么不好。
It's the same way in the news.
在新闻也是这样。
You turn on the news on television.
你把电视打开看新闻。
And let's say it lasts a half hour.
最后半个钟头啊。
How much of that half hour is filled with bad news?
那半个钟头的新闻里头多少是坏消息？你看。
And how much of it is filled with good news?
多少是好消息？
There's almost never any good news.
几乎没有好消息，对不对？
We concentrate on the bad news.
我们总是把注意力集中在坏消息上。
We do the same thing with God.
我对神我们也是这样。
We think about what we don't have.
我们总想到我们没有什么。
We even think about what we have not attained in the Christian life.
甚至我们基督徒生命，我们还没有达到什么目标，总想到这些负面。
We think about it.How much we lack in being like Christ.
我们想到我们，哎呀，多少没有像耶稣的样子。
But have you ever thought how much progress you've made?
那你有没有想过你在基督生命中有多少进步呢？
If you think about what God's done for you?
你有没有想到神为你做了些什么善事呢？
If someone asked me the question,
如果有人问我个问题，
Why should we praise God?
我们为什么要感谢神？
Give me one reason.
给我一个原因要赞美他。
Say, I'll give you one.
我说我给你一个。
We're not in hell.
我们不在地狱里。
Someone even lying in the hospital in pain.
甚至有人在医院里头，在病床上受苦。
And they say, Why should I praise God?
他说为什么我要赞美神？
You're not in hell.
你还不在地狱里。
God has not given you what you deserve.
神没有把你罪有应得的那份给你。
That's enough, isn't it?
这个就够了。
And yet he's done infinitely more.
但是他为我们做的远远超过这些。
And we should praise him eternally.
我们应该永远的赞美他。
Now, I want us to ask a very important question.
我们要问一个很重要的问题啊。
It says, bless the Lord, or blessed be the Lord.
是，他的名是应当称颂的。
How can we bless God?
我们怎么样子赞美称颂神呢？
Like, let's say that there's a missionary.
我们比喻啊，有一个传道士。
And they come to this church.
来到这个教会。
And they don't have a car.
他们没有车子，譬如。
And they need one for the ministry.
需要有部车来服侍主。
They're poor.
他们很穷。
They don't have a car.
没车。
And all of you get together and buy them a car.
你们就聚在一块儿就。为他们买了一部车。
What will they say?
他们应该说什么？
That church blessed me.
那个教会祝福了我们，对不对？
Yeah, but God doesn't have a need.
但神没有需要啊。
And even if he did, we couldn't fill it.
就算神有需要，我们也满足不了他的需要。
How can we bless God?
我们怎么能够祝福神？原文是祝福，是称颂。
In this context, the word carries the idea of praising him.
在这个上下前后文中的意思就是赞美他的意思。
But there's something else that I want to point out.
还有一点我们要注意的啊，我要指出来。
I want to give you a few thoughts about blessing God.
我要给你一些思想关乎怎么样祝福神、赞美神。
First of all.
第一。
To bless God is to acknowledge that He is blessed by virtue of who He is.
赞美祝福神就是承认因为神是怎么样一位神，他已经蒙福了。
So we can't, in a sense, bless God or give blessing to God.
从一个角度，我们不能够祝福神或者把祝福给神，不能。
But in praise, we can acknowledge that He is blessed.
但是在赞美他，在祝福他之中，我们承认他已经是最蒙福的。
Secondly,
好，第二。
We can acknowledge that God's state of blessing is totally independent from everything else.
我们可以承认神蒙福的就是配受赞美的光景是不同于任何其他的事物。
And what that means is he needs no one's help in order to be blessed.
这个意思就是他不需要任何人帮助他而得福，不需要。
He is blessed.
他本身就是蒙福的，就是。
Just by virtue of who he is.
就因为他是这样一位神，他就配受祝福。
Thirdly.
好，第三。
When we say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
当我们说，我的心啊，你当称颂耶和华，当祝福耶和华的时候。
And I think this is most important.
我想最重要的是。
We are saying this.
我们在说。
That we joyfully agree and confess that God is worthy of being blessed.
我们欢欢喜喜地说，也承认神配受称颂，配得祝福。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
When one day before us all, Jesus Christ is exalted.
当有一天基督在我们众人面前被高举得荣耀的时候
When he is absolutely vindicated,
当他完全水落石出当他完全显出他的公义圣洁的时候
When every knee bows and every tongue confesses that he is Lord,
当万膝向他跪拜万口承认他是主的时候
I submit to you that that will be the happiest day of our life.
我要建议啊，那是你生命中最快乐的日子。
We will be so happy.
我们会如此的欢喜快乐。
For the exaltation and blessing of our King.
因着我们的王被高举了，他蒙祝福了，他配。
We will be happy because no one will be looking at us.
我们会欢喜快乐，因为没有人会注意我们了。
Or anyone else.
或者不会注意别人了。
But they'll be looking at him.
他们都会注目在他身上。
We'll be happy.
我们会欢喜。
Because all glory and all honor is given to him.
因为所有的颂赞荣耀都归给他了。
And finally.
终于啊。
After all these generations.
过了这么多代之后。
He is vindicated.
他得到他当得的荣耀。
We are so happy for him.
我们会因着他欢喜快乐雀跃。
Because he is everything to us.
因为他对我们来说是一切。
That's just the opposite of sin, isn't it?
这跟罪恰恰相反，对不对？
That's just the opposite of idolatry.
这跟拜偶像恰恰相反。
Do you know that, listen to me.
请注意听啊。
Anytime we do something to draw attention to ourselves,
任何时候当我们做一些事情要别人注意我们自己的时候
we're taking the place of God. Do you realize that?
我们都在霸占神的宝座，你知道吗？
You see, a person can only look in one place at one time.
你知道，一个人的眼睛只能够同时注目在一件事上。
So let's say that we dress a certain way so that everybody looks at us.
比如说我们穿得很特奇特好像人人注意我。
Or we act a certain way so that all attention comes to us.
或者我们的动作这样子叫别人都注意力都集中在我身上的时候。
Do you know what we're saying?
你知道我们在说什么吗？
Look at me!
看看我！
Don't look at God!
你别看神，看我。
Look at me!
看我。
Look at me!
我。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
Now that doesn't mean we should walk around dressed in rags.
这不是说我们要穿得破破烂烂的哈，都。
Because by doing that, you could also be saying, "Look at me."
你这样子做其实也是在叫别人注意你自己。
Look how holy I am.
看我多么圣洁。
Look how good I am.
你看我多美好。
The point is this.
我要讲的是。
It shouldn't bother us if people look at us.
当别人看我们的时候，不应该叫我们觉得不平安啊。
But what we want them to see when they look at us?
但是当别人看着我们的时候，我们要他们看到的是
is Christ.
是基督。
And what Christ has done for us?
是基督为我做了什么。
And how Christ has blessed us?
基督如何祝福了我们。
Look at Christ.
看看基督。
To bless God.
祝福神。 称颂神
is to say, God, you are blessed.
是对神说，主啊，你本来就是蒙福。
And you are worthy of blessing.
你配受一切的敬拜。
And you are worthy of glory and honor and praise.
你配得荣耀、赞美、尊荣、敬拜。
And I am most happy when it is all given to you.
当这一切荣耀、颂赞都归给你的时候，我就欢喜快乐了。
You know, in the book of Psalms,
你知道在诗篇里面
it says, not unto us, not unto us, but to your name give glory.
不是归给我，不是归给我们，乃是归给你的名，愿一切荣耀归给你。
So how should we respond to the eternal God?
所以我们应当如何回应这位永恒的神呢？
Offering eternal and continuous blessing.
不断地把那永恒的赞美归给他。
Now let's look in Daniel chapter 4.
我们再看但以理书第四章。
Verse 34 and 35.
34到35节。
But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and no one can ward off his hand or say to him, What have you done?
我们一起来读。日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者。称美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代，世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦住他手，或问他说，你做什么呢？
Now let's look at things here. It's very important.
好，我们看看这些很重要一些事啊。
We're talking about Nebuchadnezzar.
我们在讲论尼布甲尼撒王。
The great king.
这位伟大的君王。
Who was over all the territories of that area.
他掌管当时的天下。
Who was an absolute ruler.
他是一位绝对的君王，权柄至高的王。
The most powerful man on the planet.
这是当时世上最伟大、最有权柄的一个人物。
And what happened to him?
发生什么事呢？
His heart was lifted up.
他的心高傲。
He looked at his great kingdom.
他看到他自己的国度，那伟大的国度。
And he said, I've done this.
他说啊，这是我的成就。
I did it by my own power.
靠着我的能力啊，我是。
And what did God do?
神怎么样呢？
Took away his help.
就把他的帮助给拿走。
Took away his restraining grace.
把神的约束的恩典挪移了。
You know, I said it that way on purpose.
这我是故意那么说的。
Some people think that God turned Nebuchadnezzar into a wild man.
有些人以为啊，神把尼布甲尼撒变成了一个野人啊。
Who acted like the beast of the field.
他像那个世上的田里的野兽一样生活。
But that's not the case.
但其实不然。
Nebuchadnezzar was a wild man.
尼布甲尼撒本身就是个野人。
He was nothing more than a beast.
他不过是个牲畜、禽兽而已。
But God's grace enabled him to be something more.
但是神的恩典使他超越这一切。
And God pulled away from him.
神收回他的手。
And Nebuchadnezzar saw what he was.
尼布甲尼撒就看到他自己的真面目。
What he'd always been.
他其实就是这样子。
That's something that's very important to understand.
这是非常重要要明白的一点。
I was reading in a magazine yesterday on the airplane.
我昨天在飞机上在读一本杂志。
And there's this very famous musician.
这里有个很有名的音乐家讲到。
He's also a businessman.
他也是一个企业家。
He's a rapper or something like that.
他是一个唱什么摇滚乐的。
And he's one of the richest men in the world now.
他是世上现在一个最富足的人。
In the music industry, he's probably the most powerful man.
在音乐界，他可能是最有影响力的人物。
And in one of his songs, he's boasting.
在其中一首歌啊，他在自夸夸耀。
And this is what he says.
他说
，When you come into my presence, you come into the presence of the king.
当你来到我面前，你来到一个君王的面前。
No, not a king, a god.
不是个君王而已，乃是一个上帝的面前，一个神面前。哇。
And then one of the music magazines wrote this about him.
其中一本音乐杂志呢，这么说他。
That this man is richer than God.
这个人比神更富足。
And is probably more famous.
他可能比神更有名。
You don't want to say things like that.
你千万别说这样的话。
You do not want to say things like that.
千万不敢啊。
You know what God says about him?
你知道神怎么说他？
That he's one nose full of breath, and that's it.
不过鼻孔里头一口气而已罢了。
All you have right now is the breath in your nose.
你现在不过有鼻孔里头一口气而已。
You blow it out.
你一呼出来。
And if God doesn't give you another, you're going to die.
如果神再不赐给你另一口气的话，你就完蛋了，就死定了。
That's what kind of God you are.
这就是你就是这样的神吧。
And that's what Nebuchadnezzar thought too.
这也是尼布甲尼撒自以为是的。
He was God.
他认为他是神。
God pulled back from him and let him see you're nothing but a wild animal.
神手挪开，让他看到他不过是个畜生而已。
But then look what happened to him.
再看看发生什么事。
He says, "But at the end of that period, I Nebuchadnezzar."
好，他日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒。
Now look at this.
好，注意啊。
I raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me.
他说我举目望天，我的聪明就复归于我。
You know that's what men need.
你知道人就需要这样。
That's what you need.
这就你也需要做。
That's what I need.
也是我所需要的。
Raise your eyes to heaven.
你要举目望天。
That your reason might return to you.
好叫你的聪明智慧恢复于你。
If you take your eyes off God.
如果你眼目不定睛在神身上。
And you start looking at all the things around you.
你开始看你四周围的事儿。
You can become crazy.
你可以发疯，你可以疯掉。
Acting insane.
你可以神经病。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
In China,
在中国
what's happening?
正在发生什么事
There's a growing economy.
中国的经济正在复苏，对不对
People are becoming more and more wealthy.
老百姓越来越富有了。
At least some people.
至少有些人啊，富足起来。
And what are they doing?
他们在干什么呢
They're losing their mind.
他们就开始发疯了。
They think it's really important what kind of watch you wear.
他们认为你戴什么牌子手表很重要。
They think it's really important what kind of cell phone you use.
他们认为你用的什么样的手机很重要，什么牌子很重要。
They think it's really important what kind of car you drive.
他们认为你开什么样的牌子车子很重要。
Or that life consists in how big your house is.
生命就在乎你的房子有多大。
Or whether you wear a certain kind of clothing with a certain name on it.
或者你穿哪一个名牌的衣服。
Am I talking to some of you too?
你们中间有没有这样的人呢？是不是？
You've turned your eyes off God.
你的眼目就不再定睛在神身上了。
And turned it to the most silly thing.
就转移到那些最无聊的事儿上。
And you're no longer listening to Jesus.
你不再听主耶稣说的话了。
Who says, consider the lilies of the field.
耶稣说你看看野地里的百合花。
Solomon didn't dress like that.
所罗门所穿的还不如这朵花呢。
Will not your heavenly father clothe you?
难道你天父不会给你穿的吗？
Let me give you an example that I heard a few months ago.
让我给你一个几个月前我听到一个例子。
This gives you an idea.
给你一个概念。
Let's say that there's four of you that come to my house to have coffee.
哦，譬如啊，你们四个人到我家里头一起喝杯咖啡。
And I prepare one big pot of coffee.
我准备了一大壶的咖啡啊。
It's very good coffee.
非常香喷喷的。
Very good.
非常好的咖啡。
Best coffee you've ever drunk in your life.
那是一辈子喝过最好的咖啡。
Now to one of you.
那其中一个人啊。
I pour the coffee in a styrofoam cup.
Styrofoam.
A paper cup.
我放在一个那个纸杯里头，我就给你倒进来了，就是我们下面那个杯子。
And the other of you, I put it in a cup made from pottery, a pretty cup.
我另外一个我就放在一个很好的一个陶瓷的杯子里头。
And then the other one of you, I put it in a cup made of gold.
另外一个我倒在一个金杯子里头。
And then in the other one, I put it in a cup made of diamonds.
另外一个我倒在钻石杯里头。
I put the same coffee in each cup.
同样的咖啡放在不同的杯子里。
Does it taste any different in any one of the cups?
那听喝起来那个味道是不是一样
？It doesn't, does it?
不一样，对不对
？It's the same coffee.
一样的咖啡。
No matter what you put it in.
不管你倒在哪一个杯里，都是咖啡。
And if it's good coffee,
如果是好咖啡，
it tastes good in the paper cup.
在纸杯子里头很好喝。
And it tastes good in the diamond cup.
在钻石杯里头也照样好喝。
If it's bad coffee,
如果是不好的咖啡，
it tastes bad in the paper cup.
在纸杯子里不好喝。
And it tastes bad in the diamond cup.
在钻石杯里也不好喝。
That coffee,
那个咖啡，
it's life.
是生命。
The other stuff is just the wrappings, what you drink it in.
其他不过是包装，那是外表的。
It really doesn't matter.
无所谓，对不对？
And you're going to lose it all anyway.
最后你也不在乎这，你会失去这一切。
And when you die, you're going to give it to people who didn't work for it.
当你死的时候，你会把这东西给那些没有为此劳碌的人。
And who probably don't even like you.
也许他们也不喜欢你。
So why live for the things of this world?
干嘛为这个世界的外表这包装而生活呢？
Turn your eyes off of yourself.
你要把眼光从自己转移。
Turn your eyes off of all the temptation in the world.
也从这个花花世界的试探转移。
And raise them to heaven.
你要把你眼目举目仰望天。
So that your reason will return to you.
好叫你的聪明能够复归于你。
There's a story about a man who lived all his life to become rich.
有一个人啊，有这么一个故事啊，他一辈子最大的梦想就是要发财。
And when he was getting toward his time to die,
当他将近死亡的时候，
he took everything he had and he sold it.
他把所有的产业都变卖。
And he bought gold.
买了很多金子。
And he put all the gold in a huge box.
然后把所有的金子放在一个很大的箱子里。
And then he tied himself to the box.
然后把自己呢捆在那个箱子上。
And he said, "When I die, I'm taking this with me."
当我死之后，我把我金子一块带去。
So he dies.
所以他死了。
And he comes to the gates of heaven.
他来到了天堂的门口。
And an angel standing there.
一个天使站在门口。
Now this is not from the Bible.
这不是从圣经来的。
It's an example.
这是个例子而已啊，不要当真呐。
An angel is standing there.
一个天使站在那儿。
And says,
说
，Well.You can't come in with that box.
你带着那个金盒子不能进来。
And the guy says, "I have to."
那个说我必须带进来。
My whole life is in this box.
我这一辈子都在里面。
I work day and night for what's in this box.
我昼夜劳碌就为了得到这个盒子里的东西。
I can't leave it.
我不能放掉。
The angel said, "Well."
天使说，
Okay, if it means that much to you.
如果对你来说这个这么重要的话。
But can I?I'd like to see what it is.
我可不可以看看这个盒子里什么东西啊？
It must be amazing.
一定是很宝贵的东西，是吧？
If you gave every moment of your life to what's in this box,
如果你这一辈子都花在这个盒子里头东西上，一定很重要，对不对？
An angel lifted up the lid.
天使就把盒子的盖子打开。
He looked in.
看看里面。
And he went.
他说
，Gold?
金子而已。
You worked all your life for gold?
一辈子为这些金条而拼搏。
We pave our streets with this stuff.
我们天上的街道就是用金子铺的。
Do you see the point?
你看到没有？
Turn your eyes toward God.
你把你的眼目转向神吧。
That your reason will be restored to you.
好叫你的聪明能够复归于你。
And then he says this.
好，然后他说。
Now look at the progression.
你看这个一步一步的进展啊。
He was out of his mind.
首先他疯了，对不对？
He turned his eyes away from the world.
他把眼目从世界转移。
He turned his eyes away from himself.
从自己转移。
He raised his eyes to look to God.
他举目仰望神。
His reason returned to him.
他的聪明就复归于他了。
And he broke out in worship.
然后他就敬拜赞美就突破了。
He broke out in worship.
他就敬拜神了。
He blessed God.
他就赞美敬拜神。
Let me tell you something.
让我告诉你一件事啊。
If you find it very difficult to live a life of praise,
如果你过一个敬拜赞美的生活很困难的话，
Maybe it's because you're looking in the wrong place.
也许你的眼目没有焦聚在正确的地方。
And your heart has been given to the wrong things.
你的心也分散到错误的地方。
And you need to turn your eyes back to God.
你需要把你眼目转向神。 回到神。
So you would see what truly has value.
好叫你能够看到什么是真正有价值。
And you would live a life of worship.
好叫你过着一个敬拜赞美的生活。
We're not talking about a Christian here.
这里我们讲的不是个基督徒哦。
We're talking about a pagan king.
我们在讲是个外邦的王。
And if a pagan king would worship God in such a way,
如果一个外邦的王能够这样敬拜赞美神，
how much more should his people?
何况他的百姓呢？
How much more should you and I?
你跟我更应当如此。
Live a life of praise.
我们要过一个充满赞美的生活，
a life of worship.
一个敬拜的生活。
Now I want to point out one other thing here.
好，我要还要再指出一点呢，这里。
He says, in verse 34,
好34节他说
I bless the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
好34节我便称颂至高者赞美尊敬活到永远的神他的权柄是永有的他的国存到万代。
Now he says, I bless the Most High.
他说我称颂至高者。
I praised him.
我赞美他。
And I honored him.
我尊敬他。
Now, what does this mean?
好，什么意思啊？什么意思？
He's not dissecting exactly how he worships God.
他不是在分析他怎么敬拜赞美神啊，不是。
This is a very Semitic idea.
这是一个很很
that we see in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约里头我们看到一个这个概念啊。
That they pile one term upon another in order to add emphasis.
就是他们用很多重复的词为要强调重点。
So it would be something like this.
好，其实他的意思乃是。
If you asked me, Paul, what were you doing?
如果你问我，保罗你在做什么？
And I said,
我说，
I was praising God.
哦，我在赞美神咯。
All right, now let's say you ask me the question again.
如果譬如你再问我一次。
On a different day.
另外一天你又问我了。
Paul, what were you doing?
保罗你在干啥你？
And I said this.
我说。
Man, I was praising and worshiping and honoring and blessing God.
我在敬拜、赞美、称颂、感谢、赞美神。
Do you see the difference?
你看有什么不同吗？
Something's going on.
我有一些事正在发生了。
Now, if a pagan king can be this way,
如果一个外邦的王都能如此
how much more you and I?
你我，何况我你我更加应该如此
Now, notice this.
好，请注意啊。
There are so many people today that are wrapped up in what's called the prosperity gospel.
今天很多人呐、啊、都迷恋于所谓的成功神学。
Praise God for that new car.
哦，为着这个新车感谢主。
Praise God for my money.
哦，为着神给我的钱感谢主。
Praise God for His blessing.
为着给我的祝福感谢主。
Praise God for His goodness.
为着他的善良赞美神。
There's even a song that was out a few years ago.
几年前甚至有首歌出来。
And it's not bad.
啊，这首歌不是不坏啊。
It says God is good.
说神是美好的。
All the time.
所以。神总是好的。
Now, there's nothing wrong with God is good all the time.
当然，神总是美好的，这本身没有错。
But isn't it amazing how often we praise God for His goodness to us?
但这不叫人惊讶吗？我们总是因着神对我们好，我们而感恩。
For His blessings to us.
因为他祝福我们，他给我们恩典，我们就感谢赞美。
Yet this pagan king.
但这位。外邦的王
is blessing God for His sovereign lordship over all things.
乃是因着神主宰万有而赞美称颂神
praising Him because He's seated upon the throne.
他赞美神，因为神坐在他的宝座上，主宰万有
praising Him because His dominion is everlasting.
赞美他，因为他的国度直到永永远远。
You see, Christians are always praising God. Oh, He blessed me.
你知道，基督徒总是赞美神，因为他祝福我，所以我感谢他。
But how often do they praise God for His perfect law?
但是我们什么时候因着他的完美的律法而感谢赞美他呢？
How often do they praise God for His commands?
我们多少时候因着神的诫命感谢呢？赞美呢？
Yet when we look in the book of Psalms,
但是当我们读诗篇的时候，
it's what we see, don't we?
总是这样，对吧？
Sure, David.Praises God for His blessings.
当然，大卫因着神的祝福感谢，没错。
He praises God for His care.
因着神的眷顾感恩。
But he praises God for his law.
但他也为神的律法感谢。
For his word.
因着他的话语感恩。
For his precepts.
因着他的诫命
典章。Which are all manifestations of his absolute sovereignty.
这些他的诫命典章都是在彰显他的完全的绝对的主宰万有。
Now, we're going to finish by looking at 1 Timothy 1:17.
好，我们要看提摩太前书第一章十七节来结束这篇道。
Now, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
我们一起读，但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Do you know what I think of when I read this?
你知道当我读这段经文的时候，我想的是什么吗？
The Lord's Prayer.
就是主祷文。
The Lord's Prayer.
主祷文。
If you want to know the heart of somebody, you just listen to their praying.
你如果要真正明白一个人的心的话，你就听他祷告就知道。
Lord bless me.
主啊，祝福我。
Lord help me.
主啊，帮助我。
Lord give me.
主啊，给我这个那个。
Let's listen to the Lord's prayer.
你再听听主祷文，主教了我们怎么祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父啊。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
That your name be separated above all other names.
愿你的名与其他的名都分别为圣，尊为至高。
That it be considered distinct from all other names.
你的名跟其他的名都不一样，高高在上。
And that it be appreciated as infinitely worthy above all others.
愿你的名被人尊崇。被人欣赏，被人感谢，超过一切所有的名。
So the first thing that came out of Jesus's mouth in his prayer.
所以，在耶稣的主祷文里头，第一件出口的话
was Lord, I desire that you be exalted above all things. That's my desire.
主啊，我愿你被尊荣，超过一切所有。
That your kingdom would come.
愿你的国度降临。
That your sovereign will would encompass the entire world.
愿你的主宰万有的旨意能够充满世界，领导全地。
And that your will would be done on this earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我请问个问题。
How much of our praying has this as a priority?
我们多少的祷告是以这个为最重要的重点？
You see me one day walking down the street.
你看到我有一天在大街上走路啊。
Why do you look so sad, Paul?
保罗，你为什么那么不开心呢？
I need a new car.
我需要一部新车。
Why are you so upset?
为什么你那么不高兴？
I'm sick.
因为我生病了。
Why are you so just nervous?
为什么那么紧张？
Things aren't going my way.
因为我不能如愿以偿。
But what if it was this?
但如果
Paul,
保罗。
Why are you so sad?
为什么你这么不开心？
Because his name is not honored as it ought to be honored.
因为他的名没有得着他当得的称颂。
Why do you look so tired?
你为什么那么疲惫？
Because I want his kingdom to come.
因为我盼望他的国度降临。
You see, it's okay now to pray for yourself. It is.
没错啊，现在可以为自己祷告，没错。
But isn't it sad when our prayers for ourselves consume us?
但是当我们一切的祷告都围绕着自我，一切都自我中心的话，这不是很叫人伤心吗？
And there's so little concern for God.
我们几乎对神没有任何的关怀。
But that's not the way it was with Jesus.
但是对耶稣并非如此。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的名被尊为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国度降临。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
And here Paul is basically saying the same thing.
这里保罗也在说同样的话。
He's saying to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王。
What does Paul want? 保罗要的是什么? That this God receive honor and glory forever and ever.
是这位神得到他当得的尊称颂赞美永永远远。
Paul is removed from the prayer.
保罗他把自己从他祷告中挪出去，没有自我了。
Okay, Paul, like my son asked me the other day.
就像我儿子问我那一天。
He said, Dad.
他说爸。
What would you wish for if you could have three wishes?
如果你有三个期盼的话,
and I said,
三个祷告你要哪三个期盼?
And I said, I don't know, what would you wish for?
我说我不知道,我说你呢? 儿啊,你要什么? 你要哪三个,三件愿望?
He said, well,
实现,
first,
他说第一,
I would wish for an infinite number of wishes.
我盼望得到无限的盼望,愿望。
But, what would you want if you could have anything?
好，那你呢？ 如果你任何事都可以要求什么可以得到， 你会求什么？ 心想事成的话，三件事。
What would it be?
哪三件事？
Perfect health.
美好的健康，永远健康，长寿。
Car.
车子。
Big house.
房子。 大房子。
Millions of dollars.
亿万现款，现金。
Or would it be that you were more like Christ?
或者你盼望更像基督?
You say, that's the answer.
你说答案就在此。
Well, be careful.
小心哦。
You can want to be more like Christ just for your own glory.
你可能越来越想像基督，好叫自己得荣耀。
Wouldn't it be better if we were only given one wish?
如果我们只有一个愿望该多好。
That our wish would be this.
这个愿望应该是。
That he receive honor and glory forever and ever.
愿他得着尊贵荣耀，永永远远，直到永远。
And what's so amazing?
叫人惊讶的是,
is that when we pray that way,
当我们这样祷告的时候,
when our great desire is that the eternal God be worshipped,
当我们最大的愿望是这位永恒的神得到敬拜赞美的时候,
we know that the prayer will one day be answered.
我们知道我们这样祷告有一天必蒙垂听。Let
me finish with just a few promises.
让我借着几个应许来结束这堂课。Habakkuk
2:14.
哈巴谷书第2章14节。
For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
我们细读。认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Do you know what this means?
你知道这什么意思吗?
It means the world will be healed.
意思就是这个世界会得到医治痊愈。
When this happens,
当这个时候，这个日子来到的时候,
everything will be fixed.
一切问题都解决了。You
see, when God has his proper place among his creation,
当神在造物之物当中，被造物当中得到了正确的地位的时候,
then everything else just kind of arranges as it ought to be.
一切其他的问题都会迎刃而解。Malachi
1:11.
马拉基书1:11.
From the rising of the sun even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations.
万军耶和华说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦中必尊为大。
This is the verse that we use most in Heart Cry.
在我们的新生会里头，我们最常用的一段经文就是这一段。
In it there is a tremendous, tremendous promise.
在这段经文里头有一个非常美好的应许。
Among the nations.
在万邦中，外邦中。
Every nation.
列邦列国当中。
Every tribe.
每一个民族。
Every tongue.
每一个语言。
That his name be great.
愿他的名被尊为大。
And then, of course, we've already looked at this, the Lord's Prayer.
当然我们已经看了啊，主导文里头。
Matthew 6:9-10, pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上父，愿人都遵命，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
These should be the great verses of our lives.
这些经文应该是我们生命中最重要的经文。
They should be the great cry of our heart.
这应该是我们心中最大的呼吁渴望。
Because we have this eternal God.
因为我们有这位永恒的神。
This rock.
这位磐石。
This mountain.
这个高山。
He will not end.
他永不止息。
He will not change.
他永不改变。
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
And because of that, we are saved.
因此，我们何等的安稳。
Let's pray.
祷告。